You're with SBS Radio.
Despite the risk of further eruptions on Fakari White Island in the days ahead, New Zealand emergency workers are planning to attempt the dangerous retrieval of 8 bodies on Friday. Steam and mud are still jetting from the active vents on Fakari, where seismic activity on the New Zealand island is reported as a factor of 12 times stronger than before Monday's deadly eruption. Volcanic geologist Graham Leonard from the New Zealand Geophysical Agency GNS says the possibility of another eruption is increasing.
Fakari White Island volcano remains highly volatile and uncertain. Our experts estimate the likelihood of an eruption has moved to 50 to 60% in the next 24 hours, up from 40 to 60% yesterday.
New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the recovery of the bodies is a priority.
Ultimately, we are all in exactly the same place and wanting to make sure that as soon as possible, as soon as we can, that recovery operation begins. I can only imagine what families must be feeling now as more information around the tremors is shared by scientists and as police continue to work through that recovery plan. Everyone is desperate to get those victims back. And so I know that will be a matter that the police are utterly focused on and that we are too.
Police believe 8 bodies lay around 300 metres from the crater, within 200 square metres in small clusters. It would take around 15 minutes to walk from the shores to the region where the retrieval would take place. Meanwhile, Australians are being urged to commit to donating their skin to help upbuild tissue samples, which are expected to be wiped out by the New Zealand volcano eruption. Victoria and New South Wales tissue banks have sent 20,000 square metres of skin to New Zealand hospitals, which have been used to treat the most severely injured of the disaster. More supplied have also been ordered from the US. After Monday's eruption on White Island, 31 people were taken to burns units across New Zealand. Since then, 8 people have died in hospital, including 6 Australians. 5 Australians have been brought home by the Royal Australian Air Force to be treated in Australian hospitals. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, New Zealand's Director General of Health, says across the country, operating theatre timetables have been cleared to make room for the victims of the eruption.
I understand that some elective surgeries, as you can imagine, have been postponed to ensure that there is available theatre time and staffing to meet the high demand that has been put on them as a result of this tragic incident.
He paid tribute to hospital staff.
I just want again to thank the staff who've stepped up in this emergency. They have been fantastic and are providing excellent care for all those still requiring hospital care.
Meanwhile, the chief of the local Maori iwi, or tribe, Horoto Nogoto, says Maori traditions have seen the first tangi, or funeral ceremonies, take place.
We're very emotional today, and felt the love and support, and I must say in my speech, I was standing to orate on the marae and give the spiritual acknowledgement of those that have passed on White Island. I was very emotional and I cried, and as did the families, as part of that sort of healing process. So that's an important part as well. You know, even though we haven't retrieved them yet, the ceremonial processes for the dead has already started.
sbs.com.au